All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, the show where we dive deep into the latest trends and innovations in the world of business. I'm your host, Amit, and today we have a fascinating topic to explore. 45% of accounting firms choose AP automation, but why? Well, before we go in discussing about this topic, let's hear it from everyone. Where is everyone from? What country, city, what geography you belong to? Please mention that in the comments. And if you want us to cover any specific subject, specific topic, specific area in accounts payable operation, please mention that also in the comment. And yeah, you may want to give a feedback or talk about what brought you, what encouraged you to join this podcast. As such, we'll be opening up for question and answers after the podcast. So yeah, you can mention then, but yeah, you can do it now as well. All right. So thank you for tuning in. So let me introduce also to our expert guest today. We have with us Tom Johnson, a regional sales director and has a deep understanding of the transformative power of AP automation. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Amit. It's great to be here again today. Really excited to talk about the game-changing aspects of AP automation with you and to share some of my experience and backgrounds and some of the conversations I had. Really look forward to some feedback from everyone. If there's anyone that joined from the QB Connect conference this week, awesome to have you. Would appreciate any feedback you have. And it was a great week. So hopefully some of you have joined that I had conversations with. But let's roll into this, Amit, and share some of our knowledge with everyone.
Absolutely. So Tom, let's dive right in. We've seen a significant shift in the AP landscape, with 45% of firms choosing AP automation. What do you think? Why do you think this trend is gaining so much momentum?
Well, the world of accounting is evolving rapidly, and firms are recognizing the need to stay ahead of the curve. So the surge in AP automation adoption can be attributed to several compelling reasons. So first and foremost is efficiency at the forefront. So automation streamlines the traditionally the time consuming and manual aspects, along with all the paperwork and time that AP people are spending on their processes. So it also reduces the risk of errors and significantly enhances the overall efficiency in many ways.
Right. And how does accounts payable automation contribute to increased efficiency within accounting firms or, for that matter, any business?
So it streamlines the invoice processing, reducing, like I said, manual errors and enhancing efficiency. So according to a level research, organizations adopting automation experience about a 72% reduction in invoice processing costs. That's, pretty compelling. And additionally, the Institute of Finance and Management reports that automation can cut processing times by 70%. It's allowing the accounting firms to allocate resources more effectively and focus on strategic financial management. I mean, the game changer is your person in AP is probably wearing lots of hats more than just processing invoices and managing that process from front to back end. So if we can free up some of that time so they can focus on, maybe you can put some of your people on the AR side where it's, helping the organization generate revenue. There's lots of things that we can open up for you with AP efficiency.
Wow, that's some interesting statistics you just shared. Efficiency indeed is crucial in today's fast-paced business world. Can you share some specific examples of how automation is making a difference?
Absolutely. So take, for instance, invoice processing. With automating invoices, you know, invoices can be scanned. So, you know, they can be verified and processed in a, you know, a fraction of the time it would take manually. This not only speeds up the entire payment cycle, but it also allows AP professionals to focus on more strategic value-added tasks rather than getting, you know, bogged down in the paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, that's a game changer for productivity. Now, I've heard that cost savings play an important role in this trend. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, certainly it does in various ways. So by reducing manual errors, late payments, and, you know, and the need for extensive manual labor, you know, the firms can avoid costly mistakes and penalties. So additionally, the time saved can be reallocated for more strategic financial planning and analysis, ultimately contributing to the overall financial health of the business. And we hear this time and time again.
Yeah. And so it's not just about saving time, but also about making better financial decisions. I understand that technology can sometimes be intimidating. Are there any concerns or challenges that firms might face when implementing AP automation?
Yeah, well, what we hear time and time again is, you know, change is always challenging. You know, the AP person is usually set in their ways and they've done this, you know, this way for a long period of time. So I think the key is obviously with the demo to see what it looks like, you know, and how it can fit into their world and free up some of their time. But, you know, firms may initially counter resistance from the employees, you know, because it's, like I said, it's going away from traditional methods. So it's essential to invest in proper training and communication to ease the transition. Additionally, ensuring the security of sensitive financial data is a top priority. But with the right tools and protocols, like our software, you know, these concerns can be effectively addressed.
Absolutely, yeah. And how does accounts payable automation impact the accuracy and reliability of financial data within accounting processes?
So AP automation significantly improves the accuracy and reliability of financial data. So according to a study by Level Research, automation reduces invoice processing costs by 29%. It lowers error rates to, you know, less than 1% and accelerates processing times by 68%. You know, this ensures timely and precise financial reporting, minimizing discrepancies and enhancing overall financial data integrity.
Okay, but what technological advancements or features in accounts payable automation tools make them appealing to accounting firms or any businesses?
So the AP automation tools streamline processes, you know, reducing invoice processing costs by up to 80%. They offer error reduction, enhancing accuracy by 99%, and cut processing time by 50%. You know, advanced machine learning improves invoice categorization, boosting efficiency, integration capabilities with ERP systems, increase workflow cohesion, and these features make the, you know, make them attractive to accounting firms seeking cost savings, accuracy, and streamlined operations. And this is the same for small, medium-sized businesses.
Right. How does accounts payable automation enhance collaboration and communication among accounting team members?
You know, once again, it's reducing the manual errors and enhancing collaboration. So according to a Level Research report, 82% of businesses find improved collaboration among accounting teams after implementing automation. So automation fosters real-time communication, reducing delays in invoice processing, and this efficiency leads to better teamwork and boosting overall productivity and the accuracy in financial operations and freeing up that time to focus on other high-priority initiatives.
Okay. what considerations do accounting firms or any other firms take into account when selecting and implementing accounts payable automation solutions?
So, you know, cost reduction is huge, process efficiency, obviously, and error reduction, like we discussed. And when selecting an AP automation solution, you know, that's should be your top three priorities. So also the integration capabilities. Do they integrate very well with your ERP so that everything flows very well, such as us, where we integrate with QuickBooks and Sage Intacct and Xero currently, and there's a lot more to come. But also the, you know, the scalability is crucial. So a study found that 87% of firms achieve ROI within 12 months of implementation. It's paying for itself tenfold. When you make the initiative and take the time to invest back in your AP automation. So with 86% experience and increased accuracy, and that's a source from Level Research back in 2021.
Okay. Well, do you have any examples of successful outcomes or improvements that accounting firms have experienced after implementing AP automation?
Yeah, those that embrace it have significant gains. So with reduced manual data entry, you know, errors drop by, you know, 90%, leading to enhanced accuracy. You know, processing times were slashed by 80%, enabling faster financial close cycles. Additionally, cost savings reached 75% with the client that I'm referring to, freeing up resources, you know, for strategic initiatives. You know, these improvements streamline their operations, it boosts productivity, and it contributes to a more agile and competitive financial landscape.
Wow, great insights, Tom. Now, I think it's time to wrap up. What advice do you have for, what final advice would you give to the accounting firms considering the leap into AP automation?
Yeah, so I would emphasize the importance of thorough research in choosing a solution that aligns with the specific needs of the firm. You know, start with a pilot program and definitely do some demos and homework and get to know the people you're looking at partnering with. Involve the key stakeholders. You want to make sure the AP person's involved, the people that sit and use it every day, and have your whole team there to get feedback from everyone. Everyone has a different reason why, you know, this is important to them and how they'd find it important. So it's important to, you know, do this project together. So the benefits outweigh the challenges. And in today's dynamic business, you know, environment, embracing innovation is key to stay competitive for all these organizations that we speak to.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tom, for sharing your expertise on this pivotal topic. And to everybody who's listening, if you're a part of an accounting firm or any other businesses or navigating the complexities of financial management, AP operations, consider the potential benefits of AP automation. Well, that said, we open for questions. So if you've got any comments or questions in regards to the podcast or in regards to our product, PathQuest AP, please mention those in the comments.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your feedback. If we don't have any questions, just to give you a heads up, anyone that joined will be reaching out to you via email or call to get your feedback and possibly set up a demo so you can see what it would look like in your and experience it and a little more on hands. And I would highly recommend that you give us an opportunity to see what it looks like. It's very intriguing and very impactful for the organizations that we partner with.
Yeah, there's one comment, Tom, that says, how do we avail the service of our platform?
I'm sorry, how do we what?
How do they go for our services if one wants to have PathQuest service?
So, you know, like I said, we'll be reaching out or you can reach out to us. We set up a demo, go through the demo process with you. From there, Make sure that we integrate with your ERP, and then very simply send over an agreement. The pricing, we can talk at the next stage of the conversation. It's very affordable, and the ROI on it is very impactful for your organization. And from there, we set up a kickoff call, and implementation is very simple. Usually takes less than a month to 6 weeks to implement and get rolling with your full invoice and payment processing.
Yep. Okay, I don't see any more comments. So yeah, that wraps up this episode of PathQuest. We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the understanding of transformative power of AP automation. We'll be back soon with more exciting discussions on the latest tech trends. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to register for more thought-provoking conversations like this. And yeah, also share your feedback in the comments or write to us at support@pathquest.com or log on to www.pathquest.com. Book a demo. We'll give you detailed insights about either of our platforms, and we'll get back to you in no time. Okay. The next event happens on November 21st for BI forecast featuring. It's a webinar and a podcast on BI on November 30th. So see you again.
Have a great rest of your week. See everybody soon. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Bye now.